Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pope versus Trump. How does this start? Does this start with, this goes back a little bit, because Pope Leo, first American Pope, was critical of POTUS during, with immigration enforcement, and had a number, had a couple of tweets and had some statements that he had made where he was pretty critical of that. And I think that that kind of like got into POTUS's cross, so to speak, but he didn't say anything about it. Well, then the Pope came out. I feel like, kind of feels like he's trying to pick a fight. The Pope does. Is that me just being sensitive to it?
No.
It really does sort of feel that way. But let me pull this in. This is, let me scroll. Oh, okay. This is 11. So first off, the Pope says that he doesn't have fear of the administration or speaking out, et cetera, et cetera. Listen to this. So, and then Trump responded. This is cut 11.
Said that apparently for policy, you have fear of the Trump administration.
I have no fear of neither the Trump administration nor speaking out loud about the message of the gospel. And that's what I mean. I am confident with the church's policy. We're not politicians. We're not committed to things.
So it sort of feels like there he's been kind of, you know, because he said things, especially after Iran kicked off. He was speaking out against conflict and warmongering, but I just find it weird that that statement came after POTUS started the strikes and not when the regime was mowing down thousands of its own people for simply protesting. I didn't see that statement when it came out that members of the IRGC were shooting protesters in the head and then going to the local hospitals in Tehran and assaulting and raping as a form of war torture the nurses that were treating the protesters that had been either beaten or shot by the IRGC. And the message only came after POTUS, after the strikes began. So this is cut 10. POTUS responds. Listen to this.
And they're going to go back, filled up with oil.
Why did you attack Pope Leo on Truth Social?
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and the all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases, they're outside 10 feet apart, and they were arrested. So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. So I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
He also, POTUS also had this tweet that he put out, he deleted, and it was a picture of him wearing robes and like had the flag behind it. And I guess he's supposed to be Jesus and he was healing a man with magical hand powers. I mean, granted, not he should not have posted that at all, but he did delete it to his credit. He deleted it. I don't know if he thought it was a joke or thought it was funny or something. It's just not cool to do, especially don't do anything right now that jeopardizes support for what you're doing, because now we're in it this far. It has to be seen all the way with Iran. No unforced errors, but he deleted that. Apparently he just deleted that today. And the left was all these Democrats and all the woke Rikers. There was some of the woke Reich. In fact, some of these people are going to have they're doing books with Tucker Carlson. One of them has gone out there and defended, vociferously defended pedophilia. Going to come out with apparently a book with Tucker Carlson's company. Was out there criticizing POTUS for putting that up. Okay. It's very, just going to leave that on the table. But he deleted it to his credit. He deleted it because he shouldn't have put it up. You know, don't mess with stuff like that. But then you had, now get this, you had the president of Iran who decided to get out there and tweet and try to dunk on POTUS with this. And the president of Iran, this guy had said, oh, His Holiness, he goes, I condemn the insult to Your Excellency on behalf of the great nation of Iran and declare that the desecration of Jesus, the prophet of peace and brotherhood, is not acceptable to any free person. I wish you glory by Allah. Well, first off, Jesus isn't a prophet. He's the savior, and you should repent and recognize him as such, or you're going to burn in everlasting hell. That's number one. Number two, Christians in Iran have to meet privately because Iran persecutes them. They persecute them. They torture them. They kill them. They find their families. They raid their homes. What is he doing saying anything about faith, about Christianity, or about Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? What the disingenuous, just absolute, his tweet is blasphemy. I didn't know David Axelrod met with the Pope right before the Pope started saying some of this stuff.
That's interesting, isn't it?
That probably is totally a coincidence, guys. Don't you think so? The kind of very interesting. Very interesting. There was, I will say, the Vatican had issued this statement, I think it was on Friday, where they clapped back at the, I don't know where this narrative even started, this accusation that somebody in the Trump administration got vocally argumentative with someone in the Vatican, and the Vatican apparently had to address it. All my Catholic friends were saying, oh, they're really mad that they actually, so I'll give them that credit, but they're not helping anything. He says he doesn't want to be political, but yet you're political. They get political on issues where you would think that they would fall more biblically. And I, you know, one of our listeners was saying that it doesn't make any sense because, you know, Trump is critical about hypocrisy that he sees within the city-state of the Vatican, right? Of the in Rome. And there are faithful bishops that are ousted, and then, you know, the commies are tolerated. So there's legitimate questions and concerns that are brought up here. I get it. But they, and I don't know that anybody, Kane, has there ever been a president who has been that vocally critical of the Pope before? I don't think so.
Well, there hasn't been really popes that have been controversial until recently.
Until recently. True.
So there's that. But yeah, no, you're right.
Very interesting. So we were talking about this photo that that POTUS had deleted. And then you also said, too, that he responded to the deleting of said photo. Make the point that you were making real quick, and then I want to play that clip, where you talked about what Olympics, I was trying to think of what Olympics it was where they did the whole Last Supper, and you said they were making fun of the drag show or something, wasn't it?
They were making a mockery of the Last Supper, and they had these, you know, lesbians and other devilish characters in these types of, you know, outfits, and they mimicked the Last Supper. This was clearly
the Paris Olympics, 24, yeah.
So it was literally just 2 years ago.
Paris, the French.
And the left celebrated that. It was a complete mockery of the religion itself, and they didn't have a problem with it at all. As a matter of fact, they celebrated it rather loudly.
Yeah. They said that back then, the 24 Paris Olympics, they said, no, we wanted to celebrate community, tolerance, and love, not mock a religion. No, they were doing that by mocking a religion. That's what they were doing. And then you had the spokesperson for the 24 Olympics there, Anne Descamps, who said, the people have taken any offense, you know, we are, of course, very, very, oh, je suis désolé, we are so sorry. Nobody believes. Notice how their statement, they said, oh, if they have taken offense, if other people have taken offense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're sorry,
I don't think
you're
so.
Offended.
Yeah,
that's
we're sorry you're offended. That's exactly it. Oh, je désolé. I don't know. They're mad over that, or they weren't mad over that, but then this is the thing that they want to pretend to be upset about because it's Trump derangement syndrome, plain and simple. That's all it is. All right, so we have this cut because POTUS responded. He deleted this. It was a post that he had on Truth Social that got reposted on X, and he had deleted this thing on Truth Social. And you said you had this cut. Go ahead. And this was him responding after all of this.
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better. As an example, the 11,000, I understand your husband's going through treatment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's going through some very serious cancer treatment. So
yes, sir.
This goes a long way.
Yes, sir. It sure does.
So he's there with the DoorDash lady. And it's so, he said he's a doctor. He was like, it's me as a doctor. I mean, was it in poor taste? Yes. Is it worthy of an entire news cycle's attention? No, it's not. It really isn't. People need to stop. Anything that they can do to try to undermine anything that he's doing because he's so close to accomplishing some pretty big objectives, that's what they're going to do. Just stop. As him as a doctor. That's funny. It's funny. But no, he shouldn't have posted it. But again, I'm not going to devote any more time to it than this, because are we supposed to take lectures from the godless, the people that support abortion on demand up till the moment of birth, taxpayer funded? I'm supposed to take lectures from these people on this? I'm supposed to take lectures from these people who would subjugate your families to Islamism if they could in a heartbeat? I'm supposed to take lectures from people on that? Go pound sand. I mean, should he have posted it? No. Did he delete it? Yes. End. The end. And moving on. The folks who help bring you the program, it's the our friends over at Burnagun. I carry. I train. I will. I have zero hesitation in using lethal force at all whatsoever. If someone threatens my safety or the safety of my loved ones. And so I also realize you need to diversify. Because sometimes you got to go to places. You don't really want to go there, but you got to go to places, whether it's private property, municipal, or whatever. There's certain restrictions that detail you cannot carry. So you're disarmed. You're unprotected. What do? Because heaven knows that the places who make these rules, they definitely do not provide you with the subsequent armed security or anything that could match what you would be able to do in terms of protecting yourself. So you got to diversify. I mean, you carry different calibers. You carry blades. You need to get a burner gun for such situations as this. This is also a great option for college kids, by the way. They have different models over at Burner Gun, but the one that you need for this is the compact launcher, the CL. It's roughly the size of an iPhone. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away compared to regular tasers or stun guns. They got one or two rounds. This has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. Proudly made right here in the US of A. But here's the thing. No background check. No fees, none of that. You buy it online and they send it right to your door. And it doesn't care about gun-free zones because it's not a gun. So see, you have an option to still be able to protect yourself. It's diversifying your weapons array. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL, BYRNA. Byrna.com/Dana, ready when you are.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. After the big game, like most people, I kept thinking about the commercials, and there was one that stayed with me. It was from the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate, and it wasn't loud or flashy. It showed a Jewish kid being targeted at school and another student who chose not to ignore it. As someone who is Jewish, that moment felt very real to me. Not dramatic, just familiar. And what struck me was how clearly it showed that hate doesn't always announce itself, but the impact is still huge. If you saw the blue square spot during the big game, it's worth thinking about. And if you want to show support, sharing the blue square is one small way to do that.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Can we just have like one election cycle? Just one. I'm not asking for a lot. Mother's Day is coming up. That would be a nice gift for us ladies. If we can have Democrats not be giant horn dogs for 5 seconds.
Not possible.
I mean, granted, we have Tony Gonzalez, but that's one. They have like a whole jackwagon full of weirdos and freaks. They got the Tubinets and the Wieners and the literally Anthony Wiener. The Clintons, the Al Sharp, I mean, every, or the Al Gores, mixing up my Al's. Everybody, it's so gross. This video that came out with, and of course, we're talking about Eric Swalwell. This video that came out of the now disgraced congressman who was running for governor and is not now because he's a grody grocerson. He still has his congressional seat. The fact that there are multiple people in this room is so gross. This is gross. And she's like clearly not. Is she the hooker? Is that the hooker?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more of this video. Whoever the Democrat, this is a Democrat hit on him because he wouldn't get out of the race. Oh, and there's multiple people in this video. It's so gross. Everything about it screams blah. He's married. He's been married, what, for 10 years now? He's been married for 10 years now?
Somebody tell him.
Yeah, he needs to be made aware of that. That's for sure. But he really brazenly, the attitude that he has had in dealing with Republicans and even some Democrats on his own side, he really thought he was untouchable. And have you seen all the members of the press come out and say, well, we were aware of the rumors? Let me tell you something. The press is hand in hand with Democrats. They protected him because it was advantageous for them to do so. But they don't want him as governor of California. Democrats don't. This was 100% a Democrat hit. He didn't get the memo last week when they first started. This has been happening for a while. Remember the rumors? And Lorraine noted this in her piece over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, about him and his, whether or not he was even domiciled in California or if it was somewhere else, whether he could even, it was said that he didn't even live in California anymore. New York Post came out with a story last month where the neighbors say that they never see him. He doesn't actually even live in California. The address that he has apparently claimed since 2017, they've never seen him there. The neighbors have never seen anybody go into the house. Apparently, he's like kept the house for 9 years so he can say that he's from California, but apparently he's not. People have been questioning his residency claims. There was a lawsuit that was brought against him, and that ended up. Now, Tom Steyer is a progressive who votes Democrat. And when the accusation first came out and then somebody was making a film about him, a documentary about him not living there, Tom Steyer found out. And he began pushing the Secretary of State to investigate Swalwell. So that should have been his first clue. Because he was hell-bent on running for the governor's office. That should have been his first clue that Democrats did not want him there. Apparently he didn't listen. And you know that he was told privately, you need to get out of this race, Eric. And you know he probably told them to pound sand. Because for 10 years, he has been doing this. I believe wholeheartedly that he slept with that Chinese spy after all this stuff that's come out. Oh, I completely believe it. You know that they told him privately, you got to get out. And he didn't listen. And so they said, okay, here's the shot across the bow. And then he didn't listen last week. He should have known that it was only going to get worse and worse for him. But the fact that they kept it a secret for so long gave him a lot of confidence that nothing could ever touch him. He began to believe his own manufactured hype. And when Tom Steyer was like, all right, Secretary of State, California's got to get involved in this. That's when he immediately should have been, oh, okay, now this is getting serious. Now it's getting serious. Something's up. I should get out. Sacramento Bee wrote about it. They said that he hasn't filled, according to the Bee, they said, Sacramento Bee, they said he hasn't fulfilled his residency requirements to even run for statewide office anymore. So Steyer hired an attorney who really was pushing this and said that he's literally only a California resident on paper only. He doesn't actually live there. He doesn't live there. That was the first, and this was March, like March 10th or March 12th. This was way back in March. He didn't listen. And then it came out that he had been paying his wife from campaign funds to watch their children. Apparently, he was paying his wife thousands of dollars to actually watch his own children, their children. That got leaked out. You know the only way that that gets leaked out is with Democrats. This only gets leaked out with Democrats. And then the staffers came out. So they kept turning up the heat on him. If he's not going to get out, they're going to run him out. They kept turning up the heat on him. And then now you have, several women out. And he responded with a cease and desist to try to shut them down. But yeah, that's not going to happen. Once it's out there, as Lorraine noted, the floodgates were open. So four women have detailed their sexual assault and misconduct claims against Swalwell, including apparently an ex-staffer who says that he raped her. She said that she woke up next to him in a hotel room and that she had been drunk and she was bruised and bleeding. And this was in 2019. She woke up. One of the other ones was 2024. I mean, it makes sense now if you look at the pattern. Swalwell cannot get a woman unless he forces them or unless they're a Chinese spy because nobody's interested in him. He cannot get a woman to get with him unless she's a spy or he forces her or he buys a prostitute like Hunter Biden. So now all of them are coming out saying he needs to get out of the governor's race. Even Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, Pete Aguilar, everybody. Oh, he needs to immediately end his campaign. Now, notice they stopped there. They didn't say he needs to get out of Congress. They didn't say that he needs to step down. They just said he needs to stop specifically only his gubernatorial campaign because they're trying to control the accountability. They want to send him. They want to get him out of the governor's race because there's how many Democrats are in it? Can't like eight? There's a ton of Democrats in this primary. Yeah. They want to get him out of the race. They're trying to winnow down the race. They want to get him out, but they don't want to lose the seat. Now, don't get too crazy. They don't want to lose the seat. They're fine if he stays in Congress. You know, I mean, he just can't run for governor. That's how they view it. If they were really serious about this, they would be demanding that he step down from his congressional seat too. But they're not. That's how you know they're not. This is all just them playing politics. Yeah. That's all this is. They have not asked him to step down at all. There's not been a single Democrat that has said, that has even suggested that perhaps he needs to reexamine his place in Congress. It's only that, isn't it interesting? It's only the gubernatorial race. And didn't he put out his statement on, did he put it out on his congressional page? Or his, let me look at this.
I saw it on his personal one.
Yeah, he didn't put it on his congressional page. So he doesn't want to lose that seat. Here's the question, because he's on, and there's his statement there that Juan is showing you, that he had up saying, oh, I'm suspending my campaign for governor. I'm going to fight the serious false allegations that have been made. They're still false. That's what he said. They're still false. His committees, though, he is on the Committee for Homeland Security. He is on the Committee for Crime and Federal Government Surveillance. He is on the Committee for Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Protection. He's a ranking member on that committee. That's a subcommittee from DHS. He's the ranking member of that subcommittee. He's on the judiciary. How do you have the clearance to be on those committees when you're being now accused of rape, multiple, assault, multiple, and it's apparently on video? And apparently there's a lot more where that came from, according to now all the whispers are. How are you still on those committees? Do you trust somebody who is in the video doing, and there's other video. We're just going to play that one for you because one of them, he laser all the way. It's bad. It auto-played, Kane. I needed eye bleach. I feel harassed. We were all just harassed by Eric Swalwell. Ooh. But how are you on those committees looking over? I mean, you were banging a CCP spy. How are you on these committees and you have the clearance when you were this reckless and obviously corrupt? $1 million question. But Democrats are fine with it. Republicans should call their bluff and say, yes, we agree. We finally agree on something. What's more, he should be out of Congress. No one with all of these accusations and on recorded video, it's on camera, acting the way he does. Because you know there's other stuff out there. This is blackmail material. This is one of the reasons why virtue is important, because a lack of virtue or any impropriety can be weaponized. It can be used against someone. They did this to people under Reagan with the Soviets. This can be used to compromise people. That's why you cannot have people that have this kind of baggage. That's why it makes sense with Kristi Noem and her freak husband. I mean, I told you guys before how we were at the Doral in Miami, in Florida, and it was at one of the events. It was at some kind of event. I think POTUS was speaking at it. This was a couple of years ago. And I was sitting at a table with some friends, and we were with Don Jr. And at the time, he was dating Guilfoyle. And we saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders walk in. Everybody says hi to her. And then we saw Kristi Noem walk in with what's-his-face Lewandowski. And, you know, we said hi, but it was very odd. And it just struck me as odd, but I didn't know why it was odd at the time. If you ever find yourself in that kind of a situation, and instead of staying in the big room where everybody was, because there was like the circular bar and then they had booths all around it, they went to a separate part where they had these multiple French doors. They went to this separate part and sat in this empty room alone, just the two of them by themselves. And we were like, that's kind of weird. But it didn't occur to me that, you know, because she seemed so wholesome that she would be running around. Well, now you see the whole family dynamic. I don't know who to feel more sorry for. Her husband's out there doing this stuff. She's out there. I mean, clearly it was a marriage of convenience at that point. But the marriage of convenience also presents opportunity for people to get leverage on high-ranking members in our government. You can't be doing this. If you're worried about something that you got to keep it a secret, it can be found out and weaponized against you. So I go back to the Swalwell thing. Do you trust somebody like this being on, for instance, the Committee for Homeland Security? Do you trust him to oversee cybersecurity? Hell no. Absolutely not. So he needs to immediately, if he's not going to get out of his seat in Congress, he needs to be stripped of his committee appointments. That should happen pronto. You cannot trust someone like this guy to sit on the Subcommittee for Cybersecurity. Partners bringing you the program, a Texas-born and based company formed out of the UT Health Science Center. It is the company Human and their Super Beach. You guys know we've been talking about them forever. Well, just to answer your questions really quickly, they have a new zero sugar product. It's the Heart Chews Zero Sugar. Now, they didn't add a ton of sugar to it before. We're talking about the natural fruit sugar. This is pomegranate berry flavor and chocolate flavor. Tastes like a Tootsie Roll. But you're working with a company that's like-minded. It's actually based in science, and it's actually based in outside of Austin, not in Austin, but outside of Austin. But it's a great product. No added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no stimulants, no caffeine. And a lot of people say that it's the best tasting heart chew yet. I'm partial to the pomegranate berry. The chocolate flavor, if you like chocolate, you'll love it. So support your heart health with the new Super Beats Heart Chews Zero Sugar, now available at human.com/Dana, where you can buy two, get one free, and also figure out how to get your free 30-day supply. That's human.com/Dana. Get yours today.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. After the big game, like most people, I kept thinking about the commercials, and there was one that stayed with me. It was from the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate, and it wasn't loud or flashy. It showed a Jewish kid being targeted at school and another student who chose not to ignore it. As someone who is Jewish, that moment felt very real to me. Not dramatic, just familiar. And what struck me was how clearly it showed that hate doesn't always announce itself, but the impact is still huge. If you saw the Blue Square spot during the big game, it's worth thinking about. And if you want to show support, sharing the Blue Square is one small way to do that.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
All of these super tankers have been rolling towards the Gulf of America to try to fill up. I mean, they're coming from every direction. They're coming from the Indian Ocean. They're coming around Africa. They're everybody. And then, of course, the Saudis have opened up, that east-west pipeline. And we're just bypassing the Strait of Hormuz all together. Because, see, when Iran told everyone it was closed, everybody panicked. Oil spiked. Oil prices spiked. And everyone was also trying to use that as a way, oh, look, Trump caused oil prices to increase. It's ridiculous. Now we have our exports that are hitting record level. American oil exports, record level. And I think what I read, that our Gulf Coast refineries are operating at 95% capacity. We need more refineries.
Yes.
Desperately, we need more refineries. So all of the super tankers that were on their way to the Persian Gulf literally turned right around, rerouted to the Gulf of America, and they're heading to Texas. They're all filling up. And it's like actual maritime tracking shows it live, and you can see them. Now, China, if you remember, they really need that strait, and they really wanted to control it as well, which is one of the reasons why POTUS wanted to box them out. They get, I think it's around 45% of their oil through the strait. And so this is incredibly, they wanted to be able to control this, not just for them, but for everybody else. Well, anywhere from 40 to 45% of their total crude goes through the Strait of Hormuz. So they are very dependent upon that right now. And who controls it? We do. We control it. And we can control it because that's what happens in a unipolar world. And it's better that it's unipolar with dominant America than anybody else. And I think everyone should get on their knees and thank God for that, especially if you're in a European nation, for sure. Literally like a third of their total crude comes through that.
Yeah.
Actually, a little more than a third.
Yeah.
More than a third comes through that. So that's incredibly significant. And I wanted to see, too, hang on, let me look this up, because I'm curious as to how many tankers pass through the strait, because with the Saudi east-west pipeline opening, so they had previously anywhere from like 120 to 140 commercial vessels, oil tankers that would pass through the strait a day. It's trickled down now, but now that they have the east-west pipeline open and everybody's coming to the Gulf of America, they're saying now it's the remainder that flows through that strait is like 3 tankers a day.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's pretty amazing. So yeah, we're not playing around. And this was really smart. And I think a lot of people have to eat their words today. They have to eat their words today because we see now, we get it. We see why there was, it didn't seem like POTUS was stalling, but now you understand why he sent Vance over there to participate in negotiations that were completely, no one expected anything from them. And we operated gesture of goodwill. We had Witkoff and Kushner go over and negotiate. And that's when the Iranians were getting real sassy about it. And then we sent Vance with them. There's a lot of discussions about Vance going over there. I mean, I was having this conversation yesterday evening at an event with some folks about the purpose of Vance going over to Iran to negotiate, because, you know, he's kind of been, he's supportive of POTUS, but this has definitely been something that POTUS has led on. And it hasn't really been Vance's. I don't want to say publicly he supports the president, but privately, you know, that, and previously, you know, that he's always been against any kind of action in Iran. And so I don't know if it was busy work that he sent him over there to do, knowing that it was going to be entirely pointless, that Iran was not there. These people are crazy. Here's the other thing that people don't understand. This to them is a religious war. This isn't like a political or a policy battle. This is a religious war. These are like the 12ers, you know, of Shia. They believe that one imam is going to come back and then Armageddon's going to be here. They're ideological zealots. That's who you're dealing with over there. So that's why they're not, you cannot have the same kind of diplomacy with a fanatical regime in the same manner that you can have with, you know, say France or Canada or somebody else. You just can't do that. You can't have it. It's just not something that you can do. So I think that POTUS sending another contingent over there to try once more, that was just buying time until this was ready. That's really what it seems like. So a lot of people are eating crow today. A lot of people are eating crow because everyone was saying, oh, he's losing. He's losing, but he wasn't losing anything. So CENTCOM said that the blockade has begun, and we're going to keep an eye on it because the White House announced it. They said effective immediately, we're blockading any and all ships trying to enter or leave the Strait of Hormuz. And they wanted it. They wanted it. That's what they wanted. Now, they haven't had a lot of help from any other countries. Definitely not France, who voted against us with the UN. It's weird. France decided with China and the Saudis, UAE, Bahrain, everybody else in the Gulf has sided with the United States. And the UK is just sitting there. Keir Starmer was, I told you Friday, he was really trying to make it seem as though he was going to Iran and he was going to help with negotiations. Not happening. We got this audio, too, of Canada. Their prime minister, Mark Carney, which is such a fitting last name. And he was railing over the weekend. He was railing about how much money is sent to the United States as it pertains to military. And I don't know how long. Listen to this, because it's 18 seconds. He got a big old standing ovation from the liberals in Canada for this. And he was there. He was lamenting the financial support that Canada gives to the United States. Now, Canada doesn't have any ability to like do anything. I mean, they live at under the we're generous with safety and protection. What can they do without the United States? That's the reality of it. Listen to this. This is him just this weekend.
The days of our military sending 70 cents of every dollar to the United States are over.
Well, maybe they should get their own astronauts up to the moon and back next time. Huh. I mean, maybe we should. Oh, 70% of $63 billion. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Yeah, that's all to save you, you absolute morons. Of every Canadian dollar, 70 Canadian dollar. Mark Carney. Yeah. Bye. $63 billion. That's it. I can't believe I'm saying that's it, but that's a small change.
So I'm curious, where will that 70 cents then go? Because they don't have their own military. They don't have their own, they have a very minimum defense, thanks to the crown. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do with that 70 cents then, if it's not going to be to pay us to protect them?
Yeah, that's a great, and you're right, they have their Canadian Armed Forces, but it's a small number. They don't have, it's not like the United States. I mean, hell, it's not even really like the UK, but the UK is not even like the UK anymore. They're actually literally in what they call a generational rebuild with their recruitment, and not just recruitment, but also their equipment and everything else. So they're so behind the ball. That's fine. I mean, you know, go ahead and get your own damn astronauts up around the moon and back next time. Go ahead and get your own astronauts to the space station. Don't be relying on American rockets to do it for you. We're done with being the welfare bank for Canada and all of Europe. I mean, I think it's about damn time we start being arrogant. Europe's been arrogant my whole life. Yeah. Canada's, their liberal leadership has been arrogant. I can't even believe, in Canada, the conservatives in Canada are so far apart from the liberals, it's insane. But, I mean, we should start being arrogant. We're the United States of America. I mean, the only reason that Iran hasn't popped off and nuked everybody is because the United States of America. I mean, anytime someone gets something they shouldn't have, it's because the United States of America didn't do anything. This is not about, we're not interested in building nations. We're interested in being left the hell alone. We're interested in you not bringing your barbarism over here. You keep your circus monkeys over in your circus. Don't bring them to ours. We got enough freaks and problems on our own end. Case in point, let's get into this story. I think I have this in lawlessness and disorder. Let me touch on, if I can find it here. It's under trans. Sorry, I got to go to my trans section of the show sheet. This story is insane. So, all right. This dude who wants to be a woman murdered a baby, and now is just, he was just released from jail. What? Yeah. He's a dude who was convicted of a very grisly murder of a baby. He was released on parole a full 30 years early. The guy's name is Jonathan Richardson. He calls himself Autumn. In 2002, he killed his 11-month-old stepdaughter while her mother was at work. He was supposed to be serving a 55-year sentence, but he was released in December. And this was in Indiana. The prosecutor, apparently, he got spotted by a local who knew the story, and it went from there. They sent out the prosecutor. They were supposed to alert the community, et cetera. This guy killed this 11-month-old baby. He was released from prison. He essentially was trying to force the state to provide him, with some surgery to make him more of a lady optically. And it wasn't happening. They decided just to release him, I guess. The ACLU was fighting on his behalf. They said that they referred to him as an adult transgender female prisoner in a male institution. And they were saying that the ban on his gender-affirming surgery violates his right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment. They were demanding, the ACLU, that taxpayers fund this guy's gender surgery. And they said if it didn't, then it was cruel and unusual. Cruel and unusual, like in what way? On a scale of zero to murdering an 11-month-old, where does that fall on the, you know, the cruel and unusual? Where does that fall on that scale? Curious. I don't even want to, this whole story reads like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. The guy has like these crazy face tats. He looks nuts. I don't know where he's looking. He apparently had a boyfriend that he thought was a girlfriend in jail. And he wanted all of these. He wanted a uterus transplant, hair removal, wigs. He wanted a Frankengina created, breast implants, brow lift, all of these things. He had a list of under surgeries to reach my ideal self. And so the ACLU was working on his behalf. And the stuff that he has put online is so gross. Like he had another inmate who called himself Pearl. Pearl has a body count too. And decided he wanted to totally transition. This is so crazy. This guy's nasty. Have you seen these cocaines over there with his hand over his mouth? Right?
Yeah.
If I saw this guy in an alleyway without knowing anything else, I'd draw down because he looks like if you were going to cast somebody from a serial killer movie, this guy would be, he's central casting serial killer. And then the guy that he ended up getting with as his girlfriend in jail apparently beat his 4-month-old son to death and then set his house on fire to try to hide the fact that he beat his 4-month-old son to death. So they were girlfriend and they were male boyfriend and boyfriend in jail, call themselves girlfriends. I don't know. But now this guy's been released. This guy is nuts. Absolutely crazy. And he's been released. This is the stuff that happens. This is crazy. So lawlessness and disorder, indeed. The folks who help make this possible, it's our friends over at Noble Gold. because gold and silver actually having physical metals, I mean, there's nothing like it when you're talking about protecting everything that you've earned, shoring up your savings. And it's kind of it's a little, you know, you want to go with somebody that you can trust. This is your money. It's your hard work. So if you're adding gold and silver, you can trust Noble Gold Investments as the entity to guide you. They've helped protect people's savings with physical metals for a decade now. They got a white glove service. They're going to guide your every step. It's not an impersonal transaction, and there's total transparency. You don't have any hidden fees. There's no pressure. Clear explanations on everything, because, you know, record prices, for instance, may not necessarily mean that you buy right this second, but it is important to have diversification. And those precious metals, they've been used to hedge uncertainty. They will walk you through everything. They have a customer first focus. They're going to be helping you make informed decisions, not helping themselves make sales quotas. So if you want to see how physical gold and silver can fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. After the big game, like most people, I kept thinking about the commercials, and there was one that stayed with me. It was from the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate, and it wasn't loud or flashy. It showed a Jewish kid being targeted at school and another student who chose not to ignore it. As someone who is Jewish, that moment felt very real to me. Not dramatic, just familiar. And what struck me was how clearly it showed that hate doesn't always announce itself, but the impact is still huge. If you saw the Blue Square spot during the big game, it's worth thinking about. And if you want to show support, sharing the Blue Square is one small way to do that.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
So I don't go to Coachella. I don't do the whole festival circuit. Kane, you don't either.
Not anymore.
I know people who do, but yeah, like the moment, you know, you got kids and you're like, I don't know. Just not. I love live music, but it's like everything's overpriced and nobody wants to wander around in the grass in the heat with drunk people, and especially if you're not a people person. Anyway, I bring this up because Sabrina Carpenter, who is the blonde, banged performer, I don't really know any of her music. I mean, I know of her and I've seen a couple of her performances for award shows, but it's not totally my jam. But she was performing at Coachella and someone decided to do like a, I don't know what it was. They said it was apparently an Arabic exclamation for celebration. You know, because, you know, they're apparently the only people who make those noises for celebration. I mean, we do too, but we just use them during appropriate times. And someone interrupted her performance by doing this. Do we have the video? Can we play the video?
Well, we can't play the video.
Oh my gosh.
We have the audio.
Listen, first. Buy a license. Why don't you? Good God. Buy a license so we can play some of the stuff. All right. So this is the audio of what happened. She's sitting at the piano and she's playing, and it's a quiet moment in her performance, right? Dramatic. And this happens. Listen.
I think I heard someone yodel.
And she sneezes.
Is that what you're doing? I don't like it. That's your culture, is yodeling?
Yeah. So now people are acting very upset. Like, this is my culture. She's mocking my culture and calling me weird. No, we're calling you rude because you're interrupting a performance by doing this. Stop it. By the way, if I hear that and it gets and it's followed with anything that sounds like Aloha snack bar, we're throwing down. That's just, you know, I learned that from Key and Peele, you know. You got to drax that sclounce. So, yeah, get them Terry's. But that's just rude to do during a live performance, right? Especially at a very dramatic, like you're taking everything down. It's, you know, she's at the piano and it was loud. I don't know if you can tell in that audio, but when we were watching the video, it was really like the person doing it was very loud and it was very shrill and they kept doing it. And I would imagine that when you're playing piano and you're that close to the stage, that person's that close to the stage and they're doing that, that's kind of, I mean, and it was very shrill. And so she says, I don't like your culture's yodeling. And now they're mad at her. And she issued this statement where she, I guess, had to, you know, she says that it was a fan who let out an Arabic celebration call known as a Zag Horta. Whatever that is. And she says, my apologies. I didn't see this person with my eyes and couldn't hear her click clearly. I don't even think she needs to apologize. She's like, I welcome all cheers and yodel. Like, stop. And it's apparently something that they say, well, women in the Middle East and North Africa, it's commonly done during celebrations, such as weddings and parties. That's a concert. And she was at the piano and it was, maybe how about be a civilized person and don't shriek during a quiet part of a concert? Manners. Stop acting like your culture is being uncivilized. That's not like a cultural thing. Stop. Well, my culture is uncivilized. We poop in the streets. Okay, that does not... a cultural hallmark. You know what I'm saying? Stop it. I'm just using that as an example. Quit shrieking during a quiet part. There's a time and a place for it, right? There's a time and a place. You know, like you don't stand up and applaud in church. Maybe in your church, not necessarily in mine. It's not legalistic. It's just not my jam. You know what I'm saying? Just there's a time and a place, right? Like at a funeral, that's not the time when you jump up and go, Freebird. That's not, you know what I mean? There's a time and a place. Just saying. Yeah, you don't jump up with a lighter when they're lowering your great uncle under the ground and flick on that Zippo and go, woo, free bird. That's not how that works. There's a time and a place. And that's very much part of our culture. Just a time and a place, Kane. You know what I mean? Do you agree? I mean, you're a concert guy.
Yeah.
That's and you heard how shrill that was. That was loud and shrill.
And lots to criticize there. Lots to criticize. So let's say, for example, if I criticize Green Day, am I actually hating on punk as a genre? No, I'm not. I'm just simply saying
they're
don't like
punk-y.
that thing
not,
right there.
Whoa.
Thing right there, the Green Day thing right there.
They're not punk.
I know. That's my point.
Okay.
My point is, it's like me saying that I'm hating on punk by criticizing Green Day. It's not the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
And it's the same with this woman. Like, her criticizing the yodeling from the audience isn't the same thing as her hating on Islam.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
I agree. Yeah, it's not even remotely the same thing. And I mean, she didn't need to apologize. She didn't need to apologize. I mean, it was rude what that person did. And then they were going to argue with her. You're there, like, robbing people of what they paid for their ticket price. They wanted to see her perform. Right. Stop making it all about you. Is that part of your culture too? I mean... got to make it all about you. Who does that? It's a quiet portion of the concert. She's playing piano. Just stop, right? Again, everybody has stuff that they do in their culture, but that's not an excuse to act like a rude jackwagon. It's not part of, there's no part of your culture. Maybe I'll have a caveat to this, that lack of civilized behavior is not a cultural hallmark. End of. And note how the description of said yell is done at celebrations like weddings, things like that. That's a performance that people paid money to see. And you are robbing them of getting the return on the investment of their ticket price because you're interrupting the performance and you're making it all about you. And I cannot stand that. Just stop it. Just stop. That's why I don't like people interrupting performances. Because other people paid to see that. And it's really rude to them. And it's not her that has to apologize to this person. This person should apologize to all of the other people in the audience, all the other people that were there at the festival to see Carpenter play. It's just rude. And stop apologizing for stuff that you don't have to apologize for, celebrities. No one's going to be upset if you tell someone who is rude to go pound sand deservedly. Because some people need to be told. They need to stop thinking that they run the world and they can turn around and act like absolute brats and make it happen. I mean, what an Islamist in training there. It's the folks over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a great company. They are wanting to help with those of you who deal with everyday aches and pains. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, maybe it's because you worked out a little hard. Maybe it's because you're 120 years old and you're out there. I'm just, you know, guessing. You look 20. It's okay. And you want to get out there and kick it. Maybe you're like my husband and you have old sports injuries. This is all about alleviating the everyday aches and pains that minimize the quality of life for you and the inflammation as well. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, research-based formula, all designed to fight that inflammation, which is the root cause of most of the pain. This is not, and it's important to note this, this is not a temporary fix. This works from the inside out to support your body's natural response to pain. And it helps you get back to walking comfortably, staying active, and not having that constant discomfort. And so this is the perfect time to start if you've been thinking about it. And again, 100% drug-free. You can relieve yourself from pain with Relief Factor. Try the 3-week quick start today. It's only $19.95, and you can visit relieffactor.com, or you can also call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com. Try that 3-week quick start, 800-4-RELIEF.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. After the big game, like most people, I kept thinking about the commercials, and there was one that stayed with me. It was from the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate, and it wasn't loud or flashy. It showed a Jewish kid being targeted at school and another student who chose not to ignore it. As someone who is Jewish, that moment felt very real to me. Not dramatic, just familiar. And what struck me was how clearly it showed that hate doesn't always announce itself, but the impact is still huge. If you saw the blue square spot during the big game, it's worth thinking about. And if you want to show support, sharing the blue square is one small way to do that.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Trump was cheered at UFC 327 as he attended the fight. Whenever he attends, he's always cheered. Yeah, everyone always celebrates him. So I still want to see him have the big fight on that, you know, get in the ring himself. I can't believe that our Customs and Border Patrol had to send out another semi-regular reminder that bringing desiccated monkey corpses into the United States is prohibited. Their agriculture, this is so gross. Their specialist seized a, they said a dead non-human primate, so it's a dead monkey, on April 8th from somebody coming from Cameroon. The CDC said, yeah, there's a lot of health concerns here, so we need to protect the public. Don't bring your dead, desiccated voodoo animals, please, on the plane. Let's not do that. We don't need it. We don't need that. We don't need another bat virus. I don't know. Also, this is a great story. A homeless ex-con who was released like 6 months ago, and he's been homeless sleeping on a park bench, spotted a child wandering through the streets of Miami late Wednesday night. And he stepped in, protected the boy while he called police, and made sure that the boy was safe because he was apparently wandering alone at night in a very drug-addled area. And when he was asked about it, he said that he goes, God sent me there and I had to do what God say to do. That's what he told the press. I hope that someone assists this man. I really do. Because he really stepped in and protected this kid. And I hope this baby, the mother was charged with child endangerment. I hope that somebody steps in for that kid as well. All right, so let's be honest here. Shaving is not self-care. It's just something you got to get done. And who has time for products that overpromise and underdeliver? So when you find something that's high quality and easy, something you can just order online, we pay attention to that, right? So that's why I like Flamingo, because Flamingo, it was created by women who wanted a better option, so they get it. There's no overpricing, no overcomplicating it. It's just a good razor that works. I mean, the handle feels right in your hand. The shave is smooth. There's no pink tacks, and it's very simple. The starter set has literally everything that you need. It has the razor, the five-blade cartridge, the foaming shave gel, and even a shower holder. Done. So you order it online, it shows up, and you're set. And for a limited time, get Flamingo's starter set for just $7 at shopflamingo.com/Dana. Now, this set includes the Flamingo Original Razor, one five-blade cartridge, and a one-ounce foaming shave gel, and you also have a shower holder. So head to shopflamingo.com/Dana and claim that offer. And after you purchase, please tell them I sent you.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. After the big game, like most people, I kept thinking about the commercials, and there was one that stayed with me. It was from the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate, and it wasn't loud or flashy. It showed a Jewish kid being targeted at school and another student who chose not to ignore it. As someone who is Jewish, that moment felt very real to me. Not dramatic, just familiar. And what struck me was how clearly it showed that hate doesn't always announce itself, but the impact is still huge. If you saw the blue square spot during the big game, it's worth thinking about. And if you want to show support, sharing the blue square is one small way to do that.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the program. Eric Swalwell, when are the Democrats going to call for him to leave Congress, not just the gubernatorial race? I mean, he came out and said all of the stuff that he, all the nasty stuff for him in videos, just a lie. He was trying to deny it here. Listen to this. This is cut 14.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations. I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly. These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen. They have never happened. And I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the frontrunner candidate for governor in California.
You haven't been. And they're from Democrats. And the videos are false? Is that you in the video? Is this you grabbing this woman's breasts in the video, Grody Swalwell? He cannot get a woman to be with him unless it's a spy or she's forced, apparently. I mean, that's unfortunate. And then flashback, in case you needed a reminder as to who we're actually dealing with, cut 17.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Wow. And
the
complaint that I actually heard was a legitimate fart. That actually, he did that. That's the summation of all of his commentary and his career. It's not enough to drop out of the governor's race. He needs to leave Congress as well. I don't trust this guy sitting on any kind of intel committee. Do you? I don't trust him. Who would? We can't have people like that. Oh, the videos are, you know, there's more video too. And the fact that they only would release like 5 seconds of this and 7 seconds of that, that's a threat. They're saying, we have a lot more to release on you, dude. How far does he want to take it? I mean, let's pop some popcorn and see. Today in Stupidity came.
All right. Well, we'll land it on Hillary Clinton here because apparently
she believes.
Double
down on growth.
Yeah, exactly. She believes the United States is now in a weak position in regards to Iran. What is she watching? Who's she getting her info from? Go ahead, Juan.
And I think then you've got to make it very clear we want our allies involved. We don't want to be dissing our allies because they have a big stake in this. When we did the original talks, we had the P5 plus one, you know, the original members of the Security Council plus Germany. But it was a real negotiation. So I worry that the United States is now in a very weak position.
Do you remember when she was trying to sell uranium?
She did uranium.
One. She like bypassed Congress to do it. Yeah. I'm telling you, folks, that does it for us today. Find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, the podcast. In case you missed anything, download it and YouTube, Facebook, like and subscribe. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
It's tax season, and by now we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Are the decks you're building today crafted for tomorrow? Only Envision composite decking is compression molded, not extruded. Compressed technology delivers decking that's up to 44% stronger than the average competitor, making it built to last, built to perform, and built to earn you referrals for decades. Envision composite decking, crafted for tomorrow. Find it at envisionoutdoorliving.com.